God's word for our consideration this morning to nourish us, to strengthen us, to be with us on the path of life is from the epistle, from 1 John at the 5th chapter. And I want to concentrate on these words. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I don't know about you, but I've heard many words spoken over the TV about winning, about victories, whether it's on the racetrack, or whether it's on the golf course, or whether it's the NBA playoffs, or whether it's just the Twins having a streak of 10 wins. Victories. Victory and winning are synonymous in our world and in our life. So if you're winning, you're victorious. You know, it's just all molded together. And we've come to know this word goat doesn't mean something out in the pasture, but it means the greatest of all time. And that label has been placed on Wayne Gretzky for hockey. It's been placed on Tiger Woods for golf. It's been placed on Michael Jordan for basketball. It's all of these kinds of things that our world is enjoying and is placing words upon. Now, since I said that, I want to say all of you are winning. All of you are victorious. Maybe not in car races. Maybe not on the golf course. Maybe not on the hardwood of the NBA or the ice of the NHL. Or even not even seeing the spectacular catches in the baseball field. But you're victorious. You're winning because of Jesus Christ. Even though you have a difficult life, even though that there is pain and suffering in our bodies that kind of take something out of us, and we're saying, you know, am I really winning? I don't think so. This pain in my back won't go away. This pain in my leg certainly won't go away. Am I winning? Yeah, you're winning. The problem is that the world doesn't describe winning in the same way we do. The world says you gotta have the trophy. You gotta have the ring. You gotta have everything that surrounds you. Now it's interesting how this newfound, shall we say, idol among people, and I think her first name is, I'm not even going to say her first name, I'm just going to say the basketball gal from Iowa, Clark. Okay? You know, if she would have failed yesterday in the preseason game, she wouldn't have got all the accolades that people had poured on her. But since she scored 21 points, since she was a pretty good player in that preseason game, she was held up. She had all these accolades. The world wants that. The world tells us that we want that. The world tells us that we've got to be this spectacular person in life or we're not victorious. But God has other plans. God tells us, each and every one of us, that we're victorious. Each and every one of us is a winner. Paul wrote about winners in the 8th chapter of his book to the Romans. He says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's amazing. We're a conqueror. We're victorious. We're winning. You see, John wrote this first epistle so that we wouldn't forget about Easter, that we wouldn't forget about Jesus rising from the dead, that we would be reminded about this. And the emphasis is on our faith. Sometimes that faith is rocky. Sometimes that faith, we doubt. We're like Thomas. You know, remember Thomas when he said, you know, I won't believe unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my hand into his side. That's who we are. We doubt our faith. We doubt the encouragement that God gives to us in our faith. We have those doubts that creep into our minds and lives when this physical body is going through so much turmoil and when the temptations to sin are ever present. Yeah, we want to be those millionaires, don't we? We want to be those people that scratch off the ticket and, oh my goodness, we just earned $5,000. Or we just earned $1 million. We want to be those people, don't we? We doubt that God will bless us. And yet he does. Not just the physical blessings of family, of friends, but ultimately, the blessing of faith. Faith that gets stronger by the Holy Spirit as he brings God's word to us. It gets stronger when we're encouraged by each and every one of us. I used to say to my confirmation class, I said, you know, when you're in church, you encourage me. You lift me up. You encourage my faith. So I say the same to you, that you encourage me. You lift up my faith. My faith that may have hit rocks and sorrows during the week, but you lift me up because you are faithful. Because you are here. And you're hearing the word of God. God uses us to encourage one another in our faith. To encourage one another as each of us are facing the trials and temptations that Christ said we were going to. And so as we gather together, we hear the victory of our God. We hear the victory of Christ. The victory that cannot be defeated. That each of us holds that in the palm of our hands and holds that deep within us. I've got a little plaque that says, you know, life is fragile. Treat it with prayer. Our life is fragile. Yes, this fragile body will one day die. But the other thing that's fragile is our faith. The world wants us to think that Jesus was only a myth, that Jesus was only a whiff of fog on the grand scheme of things. The world wants us to think that Jesus didn't even die on the cross, didn't even rise from the tomb, that Jesus is nothing. But God tells us a different story. God tells us this message of Jesus living for us and with us. And Jesus saying that he will neither forsake us nor leave us, that he will always be with us. The hymn says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, it's more than that. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our Redeemer. And he's the one that comes to us in the Word. He's the one who was victorious over sin, death, and the grave. He's the one who says, you have eternal life. He's the one who says to you that he encourages you. He says to all of us that he will lift us up. But more importantly, he says to the words of John recorded, Jesus' words, in the world you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. Jesus has overcome our temptations. Jesus is the one who has overcome all of our trials, pressures, strains of life. Jesus is that Savior, your Savior. In Jesus' holy name, amen.